The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
Practical spirituality. Positive messages. This is Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Discover hope and healing from the other side. Welcome to Messages of Hope with Suzanne Giesman.
Listen, they're all around you, close as a thought or a memory.
Messages of Hope.
Well, hello, everybody. It's the first Thursday of the month, and that means it's question and answer day, call-in day, and we have only one line left, so a lot of you have called in, and I love that. I had my little backup questions in case the lines were slow, and it looks like I'm not going to need those at all, so that's beautiful. But before I take any callers, I want to share the joy with you, the love I'm feeling, the appreciation and gratitude for the spirit world and how this world works when we truly trust spirit. Just the last three readings I've done, 3 days in a row, have been so gratifying. It's exactly why I do this work and why I teach others to do this work, because each person had one specific loved one they wanted to hear from. In one case, I knew the relationship, and the other two, I didn't. And yet, those across the veil know exactly what we need to hear. And so much evidence came through, and life-changing sessions for each of my clients. And that is what it's all about. They left just glowing and knowing that their loved ones are still right here. And it just... it never fails to stun me, the creativity that spirit uses to get their evidence across and to show this is not just information. This is me. I'm here. I'm still with you. I love you so much, and I'm okay. The message is one we can never hear too many times. Some of them, such good evidence, I'll be sharing it in my monthly webinar this coming Tuesday night. If you haven't been to one of those, I invite you to join us. You can find it on the events calendar on my website. I share that knock your socks off evidence because it backs up the teaching that I give for the rest of those webinars. This webinar, by the way, is going to be super because I have some videos submitted by one of the followers of my work that has just truly knocked my socks off. Really, you can see the spirit dancing with their loved one metaphorically in these videos, and I have their permission to share it. And it's the answer to my prayers. Show me this is real. Show me visually, and I'll be able to share that with everybody Tuesday. Yay. Also excited to share with you that this time next week, Ty and I will be on the road for the start of the 2021 Messages of Hope Tour, and we have in-person events this year. Yay! I'll be seeing a bunch of you at my retreat at Unity Village. We have a waiting list for that one, but we are already taking registrations now for several events. They're all on my events calendar. I'll be doing a workshop in Carbondale, Colorado on June 30th. I have to tell you how amazing St. Ty is. The week that we're there is a very special week for us. It's our 25th wedding anniversary while we're in Carbondale, Colorado. And we were looking at dates available for doing a workshop. And do you know that St. Ty even said, well, you could do it on that particular date. And I looked at him and I said, are you crazy? And he's so supportive of this work. He was like, well, we could celebrate another night. And I said, no way. So we did find a date that works June 30th. And then I'll be in Park City, Utah. That's just a hop, skip, and a jump from Salt Lake City, teaching Serving Spirit Level 1. That's your basic mediumship class. That's really good for all levels, but it's my nuts and bolts class, August 14th and 15th. And then Sedona, Arizona, beautiful Sedona, one of our favorite places in the country. I'll be teaching my personal mediumship plus class for those who don't plan to be mediums, want to learn to connect with their own loved ones. That class is online as an online on-demand course if you can't join me, but it seems like people really want to join me because I can't believe we haven't officially announced it till now, and we already are almost filled. So if you're at all interested in that, check out the information on my website. So one final announcement is that I've noticed by looking at statistics of who watches the show that these once a month Q&A sessions with me have the highest listenership of any of my shows. You love the guests I bring on. I love my guests, but you all seem to really enjoy the Q&A. So starting in August, I'll be doing these sessions twice a month, the first and third Thursday of the month. So I look forward to that. So I don't want to keep you all waiting anymore. Those of you who are on the line, I will still be offering one of you a drawing for one of my online courses as a gift for calling in. I will do that drawing at the end of the hour. So the first name that I'm writing on one of my drawing slips is Kay. So Kay, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you. Okay. My question, and I hope I can ask it the right way. I've heard people watched, YouTube readings, and people, mediums that are reputable, they'll bring someone through, and then the sitter is in shock, and they'll say, they never believed in this stuff, or they didn't, blah, blah, blah. So, and I had that happen with me, a reading that I had, but I wasn't looking for, it was a general reading. I wasn't looking for someone to come through. So that was said to me, but how do you look at, okay, they didn't, but automatically when they cross over, they have to, or they do? I mean, it reminds me of somebody being in the corner of the room, like peeking, like, well, I don't believe, but I'm peeking in on this. Like, how do you justify, okay, they didn't, then suddenly they have no choice but to believe in that stuff? Does that make sense?
I'm not sure what you mean by justify, but it's like somebody, you're sitting in a room and somebody turns the lights on and suddenly there's everything that's been in the room all along and you just haven't been able to see it. There's nothing to justify. It's, hey, here it is. I was wrong. And you're absolutely right. So many of the readings that I do, Kay, I have a symbol for it. In fact, it's so common. The loved ones in spirit will put their hands up to their eyes and open them like a burst. And that means to me, my eyes have been opened now. This is real. And I can feel how much they believed in the afterlife beforehand. They'll either say, I believe there was nothing and now my eyes have been opened. Or some of them, well, they'll waggle their hand and they'll say, I kind of sort of thought there might be more, but oh my gosh, there's so much more. It's really cool to see the change that you can't deny once you're in it.
Well, I guess what I'm referring to is mediumship. Like, oh, I didn't believe in this stuff. So that's kind of what I'm getting at. Not the afterlife, but the idea of connecting and people say, oh, you shouldn't do that. That's what I'm getting at.
Well, what angle of that? Because as an evidential medium, the evidence speaks for itself. You can't deny it if you trust the integrity of the medium and if they give you things that you wouldn't find anywhere else, very personal things, which is our goal. You just can't deny it. So what aspect of that are you asking?
Well, the person that did cross over and came through is what I'm still blown away by. Okay, so they were brought through, but did they want to? If they were in question of the idea of contacting the other side, what do they do? You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
I'm still not sure I'm following you, but I'll just tell you once again, you cross the veil and suddenly you can see your loved ones who are still here in physical body. It doesn't matter what you believed in before you passed. You're alive. You are sentient, you're aware, you want to let your loved ones know, oh my gosh, I'm here. Oh my gosh, they're sitting with a medium. Or in many cases, they put the thought in the head to bring you together with a certain medium. They make it happen. So it's just natural that they want to communicate and they show up for it.
Okay, because I'm thinking, okay, is this like dragging somebody who is, say, an alcoholic to a bar, and okay, they're going to stand outside the door and peek in. They don't want to, and they shouldn't. You know what I mean? It's almost like, okay, how I want to phrase it is maybe they used to look at going to mediums as forbidden. bitten. But then once they cross over, they're like, hey, there was nothing wrong with it after all.
That's exactly what I was trying to show you earlier with the my eyes have been open sign. And some of them are the first to come barging in and just say, I got to let you know I'm right here. I was wrong. In today's reading, this young man was just so happy to let his mother know that it's okay to be talking to me. And I was met by everybody you believe is here. So it was beautiful. Backed up by evidence. So it's just lovely.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Even if I didn't answer exactly what you wanted in the first place, I hope that everything that I said helps everybody who's listening. So thanks for the questions.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We are moving on to Kelly, 2 K's in a row. Welcome to the show, Kelly.
Hello, how are you?
Happy to be here talking with you. How can we help you?
Okay. I've been dealing with an upsetting situation, and I've been going through the sending light to it, trying to get into a higher vibration, changing my perspectives on it. And my question is, when should one allow themselves the experience of the pain to shine through versus it through to help it transform to prevent it from storing in the body? I'm very curious about the pain body and how we store things. So I kind of feel like I'm trying to shed light and energy and transform this thing. But at the same time, I have so much energy and emotional pain built up about it that I feel like I'm almost putting my physical emotion pain body in denial in order to try to reach the light or the energy or the love.
I'm tuning in to get a higher answer for you, but I'm being shown cigar smoke, which is a beautiful analogy for somebody might blow smoke in your face and you can breathe it in, but let's let it just flow through you. It doesn't need to get stuck. So watch your thoughts about that stuckness is a belief. Let it all flow through. You may have stuff that's built up over a long period before you learn about the flow of energy and that through your intention, it can flow through you. And in that case, you might need a good energy healer to clean out any, I don't want to say stuck, but sludgy energy. I actually have an appointment with one on Monday. I see one regularly every couple months or so, just because I deal in a lot of people who are dealing with heavier, denser energies, and we carry stuff from childhood. And so, yeah, but that is there, and there are people that are very good at clearing that out. But when you're in the throes of a situation, clear your energy centers, your chakras daily, if not more than once a day. And of course, there's the 10-minute transformation gift on my website for helping to do that. If anybody says, well, how do I do that? And then just continue to assure yourself that whatever you're dealing with, it's flowing. And just, in fact, before this show, I took a shower of sparkling light sitting here in the chair just to refresh my field, to keep the flow going. These things sound silly, but these visualizations move the energy. That's how consciousness flows. So just continue to use those tools.
When for the instance, when they go, time takes time, is it the pain gets less because you're less aware the distance between the event, or does one transform the energy without knowing it, or can one store it without knowing it?
You absolutely can store it without knowing it, which is why your body and your emotions will speak to you and let you know something's out of alignment here. So it sounds like you're very aware of your energy field, of what you're feeling. So keep that awareness up and just keep, I would not feel that there's anything wrong with you, that you have to heal yourself. Are you uncomfortable? Would you like to feel better? If so, there are tools for that. But part of being human is feeling pain and going through this process. So don't feel that it's necessarily bad or wrong. Just
right. I think I'm trying to
treat yourself well.
Right.
What's that?
Right.
Okay, I hope that's helpful.
No, because I've done the chakra energy clearing and stuff like that. I think I'm trying to rush it, and sometimes I think that painful experiences just take time to release from the body.
Well, as long as you think that, they will. So just expect
miracles. Oh, for goodness sake, you're right. I hate it.
Yeah, expect miracles, and healing can take place instantaneously. And we don't control that. Spirit does. And if, you know, it's just going to just hold the highest intention, align yourself with your true nature, which is pure being, just being this beautiful shining light. And if the pain comes, acknowledge it and just allow it to flow through you. But meanwhile, trust. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
Okay. Bye,
bye-bye.
Dear.
Bye-bye. All right. We're going to move on to Amber. Welcome.
Suzanne, I'm so glad I finally get to actually talk to you.
Here we are.
How are you?
Yeah.
Here is my question that I have. I feel as though, briefly, I've been on the most thrilling, joyous, futuristic roller coaster ride.
I knew you were going to say that.
And my dad across the veil, and it has been wonderful and beautiful and healing and magical and amazing and abundant and wow, just wow. And then all of a sudden, the roller coaster, like they all do, ended.
Yep.
Of course, I can get back on if I choose. And I have been kindly nudged off the roller coaster. And I'm standing there going, what is this world? My world has been turned upside down. Mm-hmm. And now, how do we know what actions to take? It's what are we really in control of? Who is really making the decisions? How do I know when I make a decision if it's me or if it's spirit? And then, therefore, how do I make a decision? And then what if my decision that I think is spirit is wrong? And it's just, wow, an upside-down, topsy-turvy world. And
I can feel it. I can feel it. And I'm going to ask you to be silent for a moment with me, okay?
Okay.
And take a nice, deep, relaxing breath. And exhale really low, long and slow. And right there, the roller coaster pulled into the station, and there's a pause now while we just say, okay, I'm going to get off of this one, and Spirit, I'd like you to guide me to one with not so many steep ups and downs. That ride was great, but enough of that. And you set the intention that your highs not be so high and your lows not be so low. And then you remain aware when you are getting a bit manic and you say, let's throttle it back because what goes up does come down and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have those big, big mood swings. And you do have control over making choices like that. The biggest thing over which you have control is your awareness. So it might take a little reminder, like a bracelet on your arm that you move from arm to arm, or a ring, like, am I paying attention to my moods and my mood swings? And then you ultimately learn that you are an expression of this one mind. And when we allow that mind to, let me get the right words here, put the most inspiring, most helpful thoughts into the mind, which expresses as you, may they come from the highest place. Then you listen for those insights. You give credit to higher consciousness, and it doesn't matter if it's higher consciousness or your somewhat limited human consciousness, as long as it's helpful, as long as it's healing and you're maintaining balance, then you start flowing. And when you pause to take those deep breaths like we did just now, then you're really pausing to listen and you're willing to relinquish a little of the I have to be in control, because what you hear is now consistently being helpful. Does that help?
It does. It's a lot to process, but I will do that, and thank you.
You're so welcome. And you say you don't know who to ask. Just ask Spirit with a capital S. It's the same one we all tune into, and then it branches out and becomes all of us. And it's so incredibly loving and so intelligent and creative. And all we have to do is pause, breathe, and ask. Check out the video I just posted this week called Sip of the Divine. That will really be helpful for you, especially Ember and anybody else who's listening. A super little practice that takes only 3 minutes. So just go to YouTube, Suzanne Giesman, Sip of the Divine, and you'll see it there. Okay?
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Thanks for calling. All righty. That was good. Let me see. I'm grateful to my team for this guidance. We're going to go to Jana, going right down in order here. Welcome to the show, Jana.
Hi, Suzanne.
Howdy.
My question, I've done a lot of your programs, and so you're one of my teachers, and Ram Dass is one of my teachers, and Paul Selig and his guides are one of my teachers, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So I've been on the path for quite some time, and this is a question that's come up for me recently, and it's around free will. I mean, I mm-hmm. understand, from all the teachings that we're here to really be that blended person and blend our will so that the divine sort of is the one, not sort of, is the one, along with our, Paul Selig's guides called the small self,
it's
assumed.
Yeah, it's what
by the
we
divine.
Were just talking so about with, yeah, what we were talking about with Ember.
Mm-hmm. So all of that. So my question is that this free will question arises because of all the teachings I've done with Ram Dass. Is he said one time he went to a place, and he really didn't want to go there, but some other group, part of his party, wanted to, so they ended up going there, and then all of a sudden, the person they were looking for a long, long time, his guru, was there. And so his question was, really, did I really free will choose to make those mm-hmm. left and right turns and have the driver end up at that place so we could meet the guru, or was that something bigger that was actually orchestrating the entire scenario or event or play, as he would call
yeah.
it?
Yeah,
and
it
I
is
really
play. I wish you could see the
really
images that are
about that.
If you can see the images my team is putting in my head right now, it's this flow of energy, these waves that are literally playing together. And we are not independent beings. We are interdependent beings, totally a part of this web. And yes, we make choices, but they are guided. We are connected to guiding beings. Forces, guiding beings. I can just give you an example of earlier this week where I was given a term in meditation this morning. I asked, tell me something I don't know. I was given the term and started looking it up online. But in the middle of the day, I decided to pack some books for our long summer trip that's coming up. And I went through my bookshelves and pulled a couple off that I wanted to take with me. And I found one that I didn't even know I had. I hadn't even read it yet. And I just thought, well, I'm going to start reading that this evening. I made that decision to read it this evening. And there, right in on page 17, was the term that came up in meditation. So this is a perfect example of what you're asking, Jana, because did I make the choice to read that book now? I didn't hear a voice say, read it now. Sometimes it's that clear. I guess if they need to get our attention, our guides will give us an order. But in that position, I felt I made the decision, but so clearly it was a joint effort. Did I have a choice? I could have easily gone on to do something else, but the choice was made. So, these are the questions that we humans want to know. Do we have free will? And it's so important. To a point, we absolutely do, because that's how we learn. But in the end, does it matter if we are flowing and things are magically happening in our life? And that's when I say to Spirit, pull my strings.
Yeah. And I want to tell you, I've been using your SIP process, and even though I meditate longer and with and love that the practices that I do, I think that is just a wonderful little snippet. You can stop in the day and get something really wealthy from it, or a treasure.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm glad that you've been doing it. And it really is that SIP. It stands for sit in peace. And it really is just a very quick and easy method to learn. If you haven't, those of you listening haven't tried that yet, please do so. Well, wonderful. I'm glad that's helpful to you. And I hope that I answered your question.
You did. But please don't put my name in a drawing because I won one of your programs a while back. And
oh, my
I'd rather
goodness.
Have someone
aren't
else
you sweet?
To get it. So, thank you.
Well, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
So, let's see. We have only a couple minutes left, but I think we can take a call. Daryl, I'm going to bring you on the line. You actually sent your question in advance. Do you want me to ask that now because we only have 2 minutes?
Well, if it can be answered in 2 minutes, Suzanne, I have been thinking about it since yesterday, so...
Okay, well, if you give me a chance, I'll read it real quick, and that'll save some time. So here we go.
Okay, thank you. Maybe you should take someone else first, because I think mine is kind of long.
No, it's not. I'm going to ask it, and I can do this. I got the team behind me here, so here we go. Daryl had written in that... it seems that the sacrament of marriage seems to have less and less value. She read about somebody she values who is a celebrity of sorts and is in a marital breakup. Might this human love-centered ritual, along with others such as gender, become obsolete? Is this spiritual evolution? I asked the team before we started the show, Daryl, and they answered that there is too much tradition to forego the sacrament of marriage. It plays a very important role, and it doesn't matter how much we progress in evolution, relationship and the commitment to a relationship will always be impressed in our mind because of the learning that takes place from it. And I know Ty has heard me say so many times that your loved ones, those you're in relationship with, especially your partner, are your greatest teachers. So we're going to go to a break. I'll ask part two of Daryl's question when we come back, but don't worry, marriage is not going away.
You're listening to Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Welcome back. You're listening to Messages of Hope with Suzanne Giesemann.
I have to tell you, we just got a package in the mail here today at the Giesemann household. They're a pair of headsets that Ty and I are going to wear when we're parking our big RV in campgrounds. And it's because there's a little lag when we use walkie-talkies. I'm usually outside saying, turn the wheel right, turn the wheel to the left. Now back up a little. Okay. And I'll yell, stop. And there's a 2-second lag. And I have to tell you, when you yell stop, you can't afford a 2-second lag. So we got these really great headsets that are intercoms, and it's instantaneous communication. And guess what they're called? Marriage savers. Ha! Perfect. So I was answering Daryl's question, and Daryl, please forgive me. I'm not going to bring you back on because we have so many people waiting. I'm going to move on. But the second part of her question was about memories. She said, what about memories? I find them to be a gift, and I feel no shame, even if it involves thought and thinking. They bring me great joy. What moment are we in when we dwell on memories? You cannot be in the past. You tell people you're living in the past. There is only this moment now. But thinking about the past certainly brings up many feelings. So just be aware when you are bringing forth memories into the now, what they're doing to you, and wallowing in bad memories can actually be addictive. So grief is a great example of that. When you start to think about someone who's passed and you go down that hole of grief, just become aware of that feeling, grab it and say, that's love. And then bring to mind something you're grateful for related to that memory and that person and transform it in that moment. So feel all of your emotions, but watch out for the wallowing, and all of it's happening right here, right now. Nothing wrong with looking at memories, but just watch what they do to you. So we're going to move on now to Sherry, who's been waiting patiently. I hope you're on the air.
Hi, is it me?
Yeah, that's you. Welcome.
Oh, hey, Suzanne. I have been on the spiritual journey for about a year now, and you have resonated with me so wonderfully. Everything you say and that Sanaya brings forth is just so meaningful.
Okay.
I took your class in April, the personal mediumship.
Yes.
And there was a point in that class where you said you asked Spirit to step in, step out.
Yes.
Step in, step out. And it's the first thing I've ever felt in a year where my heart was heavy. I don't know how to explain it.
Well, let's just go back a second, because in that exercise, if I'm thinking about the same one that you are, we actually started knowing that our loved ones were already close and gathered around, and we asked them to step out first.
Okay.
And then step back in, so that one at a time, so that we could feel if there were different people already all around us, to start to notice the energetic signature, how they feel when they step in. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yes, ma'am. It was
okay.
It was quite profound for me, because I feel like I've started this with nothing. My sister is quite intuitive. It seems like I'm drawn to people that are. But I feel like, well, where's mine? So I took your class hoping that I would learn more, and I did, and I'm just kind of on that journey, but just wondering how I get that back.
How you get that feeling
heaviness.
Back that you experienced in the class?
Yes.
Well, first, I just want to clarify, you said your heart felt heavy. Was that a negative thing or just an unusual sensation that was noticeable?
No, definitely not negative, but just heavy is the only way I can quantify.
There's a density to it, I believe you're saying.
Help me out, because it just felt different.
Okay, and that was the point of that exercise, and anybody can learn to do this. And you just, I know from experience talking to the loved ones in spirit that they are so often hanging around us and visiting us, and in a classroom situation when you're dealing about mediumship, they're here with you, because they're like, oh yeah, they're going to learn to communicate with me now. They'll hear me back. And so we ask them to all step out of our field, and then when you ask them one at a time to step in, to be able to feel that difference is the whole point. So what a beautiful thing that you felt it. Now just trust that they will show up to you in whatever way you can sense. It doesn't have to be replicated. You just ask them, okay, what's next? How do I know you're here? And then just use some of the other tools that came up in that personal mediumship class about practicing writing with them and hearing their messages. And just keep interacting with them, even if you're not fully sensing their replies yet. Okay?
I know you said it took a while for you to come on board,
it
and
did.
You have a special life here. But I've just wondered, and I understand that, you know, you're telling us that we can all learn to connect, but I'm wondering if there are some people, you know, that are the concert pianists, and some of us that are not. And I just wish I knew which one I was.
But see, that to me is part of the joy. When we don't know which one we are, then we just keep going for it. I don't even want to say trying, because you can't try. It's going to happen as a result of our intention, which is different than trying. That trust, that knowing that anything is possible, that miracle mindset, just hold on to that and say, well, I don't know when it's going to happen, but I know it will. And just play. Just dance with spirit.
Well,
okay?
I'm trusting and hoping and watching and waiting.
You know, Sherry, if I said to you or anybody else, you're not going to be Mozart, you're pretty darn limited. and you're not going to try, are you? And I'm not saying that. I don't see it at all. And that's the blessing, because we don't know. So you might be that person. I certainly never saw it in me, and I can say it. Look at me now. This beautiful, beautiful connection that I enjoy. And it's is it grace? Is it part of my soul's plan? Well, yeah, it's both. But if you don't know, it did. It took me years. If I had given up and said, nope, I'm not going to practice my scales. I'm not a piano player. Then that's a metaphor for mediumship. Then I wouldn't be where I am now. So don't give up.
Right. We'll hang in there. Thank you so much for everything you do.
You're welcome. All righty.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And here's Florida, a frequent caller. Now I know who you are, Florida, because we actually got to chat face-to-face. You're
Hello?
On the air, Florida.
Hey, sweetheart, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm good. I just want to thank you for that reading you gave me. You don't know how much it helped me. There is a validation, a quick one. You said to me something about a cat and mice. My mom was showing you that. Okay. Yeah, when I was about 21, we were living on, you know, Main Street. The sewer line was the city line. We had a lot of little baby mice that couldn't walk. I was catching them and pushing them in paper cups and letting them go free outside. And my mom called me the cat running after the mice.
Oh,
that's
I
my
love
validation.
That.
Yes, I love that
goosebumps.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah. A nice memory.
Yes. Thank you so much. I believe me, I can never repay you for the comfort you've brought me.
You
My
don't
question
need
to you
this,
is...
This is it. The gratitude. I know everybody can feel it. But it's not even... I don't need the gratitude. It's your joy. It's your joy. And
well,
that's my joy.
I always pray for you, believe me, because you've brought me a lot of comfort. My question to you today is, and I've asked you this question before, it's the numbers. I keep seeing 111, 2222, and all that, the sequence. Before you told me, it's signs from the other side, hopefully good signs. I've only been seeing them just a little bit before people have been passing away. I was wondering if Sanaya, if you can get, you know, their input, your input. I value your input just as much. Could it be like a flashing sign to me, prepare yourself, somebody's about to die?
Who would have taken my breath away with this? Because I don't like
this
to
happened
say...
Before my mom died, this was happening like, I see it 3-4 times a day. My cousin, 34-year-old, she just passed away, same thing. And now my mother-in-law, within 2 weeks, we've got two people passing away. And
well,
I'm
actually getting a yes for you, that's one of the ways spirit prepares you. But to watch for that repetitiveness and to no longer, don't be afraid by it, don't be freaked out by it. But also they're saying show discernment in that, you know, we can then become paranoid and say, well, I'm seeing this.
Yeah,
who
I'm
kind of
not liking
next?
It anymore.
What's that?
I said, I mean, I'm sorry to cut you off. I was ecstatic about it because I'm like, okay, now I'm reaching a, you know, a certain level of like getting closer to becoming free-minded or whatever you want to call it. I was actually ecstatic to see these numbers. But then now that it's just happening a bit before somebody passes on, I mean, me personally, I don't care if I pass on. I'm not afraid to, especially now. But again, it's still hard losing people, you know?
It is, but it is such a part of life. And if you have a little bit of a knowing beforehand that spirit's trying to just grab your attention and say, just pay attention, be prepared. That's kind of like a little heads up. And it gives you time to think about why am I seeing this as such a terrible negative when maybe it's a joyous reunion for whoever's going to pass to the other side. That's really hard for the human to think that way, but we can.
Sure is. So, I mean, should I take it as a heads up? Somebody's about to kick the bucket.
What they're saying is that has been used with you as a sign, and it will be used again, you particularly, but not to. They really are using the word, don't become paranoid that, oh, I saw two or three. Who is it this time? Use discernment. Tune into your heart and say, is this really a sign, or am I just happen to... Did I just happen to notice that? And then I'm supposed to make sure everybody knows that this is for Florida specifically. So many times seeing signs is means something totally different for other people.
Right, right, okay. Exactly. And that's why I wanted to ask. Thank you so much, Suzanne.
You're welcome. So much. Hey, by the way, I was sitting in a nail salon yesterday and I kept looking at this woman. She had your eyes. So I don't know if you felt, if you were thinking about me yesterday, but I was sure thinking about you.
Suzanne, I think about you every day since the day you gave me the reading. Every day in a positive way. May God always bless you and your loved ones. And your fans, because we all love you. You have a wonderful day, sweetheart. Thank you.
It flows both ways. So, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. You all are so nice. So loving. Let's move on to Claudia. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hi. You are with me. Welcome to the show.
I am with you. Okay. And I can't wait till you get back from your trip so that maybe you can do something here in your home.
Oh, I will. I'm going to do a class in Savannah for sure.
Oh, good. Okay. I'll be watching for it. All right. So now the question, I had a healing with Annie, whom you recommended, not necessarily directly, but she absolutely changed my life in the space of an hour and a half. I was definitely blocked. I'd been doing a lot of work. I told her where I thought I was blocked. And I, no matter how hard I tried, no matter how to the chakras, no matter how many 10-minute transformations or heart meditations or anything that I did, could I move it? And what she found was a trauma in a past life.
Okay.
And she healed that for me. And I can't believe how light I am feeling and how awesome I am feeling and how it's four weeks today that Francis passed, and until Tuesday, I could barely stop crying. And since that healing, I have been light enough that I'm not crying at all anymore.
What a blessing.
Super.
And Claudia is talking about Annie, who was on this radio show about a month or two ago. So y'all can go back in the archives and hear our show about healing that day. So you have a question?
Yes. Now that she's told me that I had a past life, how can I go and find out what that past life was all about?
Well, I'm not an expert in that, but there are many of them who have studied this, and I would use word of mouth for somebody who has a past life regression person that they trust. And if you're interested in that, that's wonderful. But my guides actually, in all honesty, have told me what's most important is what you're dealing with in this life. Your past lives may point to why you're dealing with certain issues now, but you know what your issues are. So let's ask our guides to help us with this one.
Okay. So now I won't waste my time because Suzanne and Sanaya told me kind of
I'm
not
saying it's a waste of time at all. I know it can be valuable. It can be interesting. In fact, my guest on this show, I'm not sure when she's coming on, but we're going to be talking about a past life regression that was very informative to her. So it's definitely interesting and can be helpful, but really the bottom line is be here now. Work on this one.
That's since I don't have lots of time left because I'm not young anymore. I'm thankful that you've told me where my focus probably would be more useful.
That's a beautiful way to say it. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
I'm so grateful you're feeling lighter and better now. What a blessing.
Yeah.
Okay.
My intention is somehow to cross paths with you while we're in our own neighborhood.
Okay. I will join you in that intention. We'll make that happen.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
And
take care.
Thanks for taking my call. Yep.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right. I am not going to get to everybody today. I don't think. Let's go to Brian next. We're going to bring in some of that male energy. You're on the air, Brian.
Hi, Suzanne. Thank you so much. I've never called before or am really not aware too much of this. I had a question about my daughter, and my father has passed away many years ago. And I guess my question is, those loved ones in our life that have passed away, specifically my father, is he aware of my daughter?
Oh, He's so aware. I can say that with utter confidence, only based on the every soul that I bring through talks about still being part of the family, looking in on the births and the special occasions. And it's so beautiful now. They'll show me you have two children, and it's a boy and a girl. And the person will say, yeah, but they don't know that. They passed before I had them. And I say, no, they're showing me that. And now they're saying that this is what your daughter's involved in, and this is what your son's involved in, because they are still involved in our lives. So I just know from experience that heart connection continues, and they are interested in your life.
Just one thing. Is there anything I can do to pursue? And I guess, are people who have passed able to aid in healing those who are still here?
They certainly impress in our consciousness healing thoughts. They send us healing energy. In fact, today, the reading I did this morning, this son across the veil said, we hear your prayers, we feel your love, and we send prayers to you as well and send you our love. So, of course, it flows both ways.
Okay. Well, okay. Thank you again. I appreciate your time.
You're so welcome. You take care.
Thanks.
All righty. How about Terry? Thanks for your patience. Terry, welcome to the show.
Hi, Suzanne. Thank you for your books, your morning message on Facebook. And I just want to express my appreciation. It's changed my life. But I'll make this quick so maybe you can get one more call in. But a Reiki healer told me that, well, she actually told me and my husband that his prostate cancer was due to feelings of guilt and not loving himself enough. But what about chemical exposure that he's had, or perhaps a genetic predisposition? What would Sanaya say?
They're showing me a fork with multiple tines and saying it's a multiple pronged approach, that all of these factor into it. So again, if a healer tells you that was a factor, I hope it wasn't to make, I hope your husband didn't feel more guilt about it. Always use discernment when somebody tells you something, you know, in your heart, if that's been an issue or not. And so the soul chooses certain bodies, chooses certain situations. And so many factors at play here, not a single answer is what they say.
Okay. Well, that actually is the best answer, because I certainly didn't want to think it could be guilt alone. I mean, that would be, that's just such a negative thing. I mean, what can you do with that once that's already the case? So,
okay.
So thank you so much.
Well, you can turn anything around in a heartbeat. You read like Anita Morjani's story of how she had a tremendous cancer filled with tumors, and vanished overnight. So miracles.
Well, that's funny you
happen,
say that, because I've read that book, and I thought about buying that for my husband. So funny you bring
that
up.
You go. I love when things come out of this mouth and they're just what you might have needed to hear. So I hope that's
exactly
helpful. All right.
It is.
Thank you.
Thank
All
you,
right.
Suzanne. Bye.
Bye bye. How about Jeff? You've been waiting a while. Welcome to the show.
Susan, that's me.
Oh, Jeff, what are you doing there? Everybody say hi to Jeff, the engineer. I'm glad he's still with us. That's hilarious.
Yes.
Okay. Then we'll go on to Laura.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for taking my call. I'm going to try to talk quickly because I know you have brief time. I was wondering if you could, in your experience, are our actions that we take here impactful on our loved ones that have crossed over? And just in context, a medium had said to me, the way you're working with this energy, it's just not good. I'll leave it at that. And I didn't follow up, and now I'm just plagued by thinking I'm wreaking havoc in the heavens.
What? Can you give me the
context
in which you were working with energy?
Grief. Apparently, I'm not doing grief right.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. It sucks. Sorry to say that.
I'm saying, oh my gosh, because you can't do grief right or wrong. Do you understand that, what I'm saying? There is no right or wrong way to do grief. Please go back in my archives of this show, and the many guests I've had on will tell you that. You're on your own path, okay? And as far as doing something that would hurt your loved ones across the veil the way you're grieving, oh my gosh, I just heard my guides say, they just said, pas possible. Pas possible. Why are they saying it in French? I don't know if you have a French connection, but there's a joke.
That's actually hysterical because my major was French and I lived in France.
Oh, see? Oh, little thumbs. I was so, say it that way. Oh, I love that. I love that.
That's hysterical. So, did you just make that up? You couldn't.
No, I just was told to say it. You could, everybody clap your hands. Yay, spirit. Oh my gosh. It means not possible. You cannot harm your loved ones by the way you grieve. Certainly they're your biggest cheerleaders. They're like, come on, I'm here. I want you to feel good, but you just take care of yourself is what they want you to do. Okay. So they'll inspire you, but you're not holding them back or dragging them down. They're watching over you. They care about you and you, how you're doing. So you just do what you are doing, and you can't do grief wrong, okay?
Oh, that's kind of you. Thank you so much.
All right. You take care.
Take care.
Well, that was a magical moment. Pas possible. Okay. See, this is the kind of thing that I love. I hope you all celebrate this and just know that things don't come out of your mouth by accident. We're all guided. And when you set the intention each morning, oh, I was told keep going with this. Okay. All right, I will. Set the intention each morning. Spirit, I may not feel you fully. I may not totally know that you're guiding me like Suzanne does, but guide me, lead me, show me what to do next. I know I have free will, but I want to trust that somebody here is listening to me that knows better than I do what is best for me. So whoever has the bigger picture, who has my greatest interests at heart, guide me today. Show me I'm not alone. Because my friends, I know you are not alone. All right, we do have time for another. So let's take Judith. Judith, we have like 2 minutes. Can you ask your question briefly and I'll do my best to answer it?
Yes. Hi, Suzanne. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
I just wanted to tell you one thing. You've been just a lifesaver for me. And my husband and myself, we were supposed to come see you last year up in the Omega Center up in New York. And, of course, that was canceled, and that was heartbreaking. Yep.
We'll do it again. Did you have a question or you just wanted to share the love?
Well, share the love, but my son, he's on the other side. And in the beginning, he was sending me quite a bit of signs. And now he seems like he's down to numbers, constantly numbers. And
we're
going to
run out of time. And I believe you're going to say, why are they dropping off now? Is he not around me so much? Is that it?
I say yes. I just said it's all numbers, right?
Okay. Well, because he doesn't need to pull out all the stops anymore. Hopefully, you really know it's him, and you celebrate those. So just keep talking to him, appreciating his presence, and he'll change it up from time to time, and it'll change from numbers to something else because they want to keep things interesting. All right.
All righty. Thank you.
You're
Bye-bye
welcome.
Now.
Bye-bye. And we have a few seconds left. I just pulled a name out of the hat here. Kelly, who called in earlier, is the winner of one of my courses. So reach out through Bev on my website, and she will hook you up with the course of your choice. I love all of you. Thank you for joining me. We'll see you back here again next week. Have a great one.
Thanks for listening. This is Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world. Since 1977, Omega Institute in New York's beautiful Hudson Valley has hosted some of the best spiritual teachers and social visionaries sharing their messages of hope, healing, and transformation. On the Dropping In podcast, hosted by Emmy Award-winning producer Callie Alpert, you will enjoy in-depth interviews and conversations with people like Pema Chodron, Jack Kornfield, Jon Kabat-Zinn, and many others on the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Also, check out the video series on Spotify.